Exeter supervisors decide lawlessness suits them just fine. January 22, 2024. The Exeter Township Board of Supervisors, BOS, have tried on breaking the law, and they like the way it fits. By a 4-1 margin in the January 22 meeting, they voted to affirm the illegal appointment of George Bell as the fifth supervisor. The controversy started in the January 8 meeting when they illegally appointed Bell after invoking the Vacancy Board Chair, VC, into the equation too early. They did not follow Section 407 of the Second Class Township Code, which states clearly that the VC cannot be utilized until the 30th day after the vacancy has occurred. It is meant to allow the board time to hash something out on its own, while providing a release valve for a truly deadlocked decision. The solicitor tried to paper over the illegal action taken by the board by likening it to a procedural flaw, such as the misspeaking of a motion, allowing it to be cured by a subsequent vote to correct the action. But how do you cure a broken law? At one point in the discussion, the crowd got very tense and loud, raising voices. That's when Supervisor Michelle Kircher asked Police Chief Matt Harley to have anyone being loud removed, which raised the temperatures further. Pio calmed everything down and the meeting proceeded. The lawless board took up other issues in the meeting, including appointing negotiators for the new RHM contract. Interim Township Manager Larry Pearsall cited a serious strain on his work time as the reason he cannot continue in the capacity. The board eventually, through much hassle and back and forth, settled on Pio and Kircher as the negotiators. Pio originally volunteered himself as one of the two, after which Dave Hughes also volunteered. That was when Bell and Kircher raised objections to his placement so that they could protect the vendor instead of working for the taxpayers, and Kircher was placed in the position. In other outlaw business, a lot of chatter revolved around the disbursements. One that we failed to point out in our preview was a check to the law firm Kozloff/Stout for $5,443.07, for the pursuit of the lawsuit against board member Hughes. The township has already lost one round in court, for a temporary injunction, and has run up a new total of more than $15,000. They have not announced whether they will be dropping the suit for which they are wasting our money. In the finance section, they were going to take up a motion to renew certificates of deposit totaling $20 million, when someone suddenly realized they hadn't seen any information on it. Did you get that? They were going to vote on something involving $20 million of our money without having seen anything about it, without knowing what the interest rates were that they'd need to agree to. A 5-minute recess was suggested, at which time Pearsall got together the necessary documents for them to approve. They then approved a 3-month term at 5.25%, but with no background knowledge, merely the numbers. Authorization for the township to receive the title for the new fire truck was accepted, pending background work of setting a nominal, think $1, lease back to the ETFD so that they could insure the vehicle and be responsible for maintenance. Other fire equipment title transfer was put on hold for now. An Easter egg hunt was approved at Trout Run on March 23, with a rain date of March 30. The next meeting will be on February 12 at 7 p.m. in the township.